أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. If we examine some of the teachings within the religion of Islam and the words that have been brought down to us through the prophets of God and the family of the Prophet after the Prophet of Allah left this world, it becomes obvious to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obsessed with maintaining a certain level of respect for us within society. Whether it's in the form of hiding our faults, forgiving our sins, allowing us to display a certain side of us, allowing others to see only the good inside of us, even though there's so much bad inside of us, all of that points to one reality, and that is that God wishes to protect and honor the dignity of the human being. And the Quran says, وَلَكَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدْمَ. We have honored the human being. And can you imagine now if everyone knew about us what God knew about us? He says himself, Allah, in a very famous tradition that's actually attributed to him, himself, God, meaning God himself, he says that if my creations knew about you what I know about you, not one would even acknowledge your existence. Now, why do I say that? If God has worked so hard and is so adamant about maintaining a certain level of respect and dignity and honor for us inside society, then who are you and I to come in and trample that honor and spit on that disrespect and put a knee on that elevation of God? At that moment now, we're challenging the very path that God has laid out for himself to remind us that we need to now follow the path of Allah, not only have self-respect, but respect for everybody else, regardless of color, creed, gender, or religion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.